Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My dear brothers, generally the Ahlullah, the Awliya Allah, do not like to be introduced. It is something which they dislike, because when they look at their own hal and their condition, then they prefer that they should be a cover, a parda, over their halat and condition. However, it is for the benefit of the general public that they should recognize who are these Ahlullah, who are the Awliya Allah. And in order to derive maximum benefit from these personalities, this is why a slight introduction is given, so that we can appreciate and value who we have in front of us. Today we do not need to introduce any motor car to anyone. People know all the specs. They know exactly what speed it travels at, and what are the extras, what are the features, and so on. But unfortunately, we have not recognized the Ahlullah, the Awliya Allah. As a result of which, that level of value and appreciation is not there. So sometimes it becomes necessary that in order to appreciate the personalities we are listening to, so that it increases in our hearts the ihtiram, the adab, the talab, the search, the desire, we need to know who we are listening to. And alhamdulillah, we are very fortunate that we are going to have in our midst, inshallah, shortly, Mahbubul Ulama, Hazrat Maulana Zulfiqar Sahab, Damat Barakatuhum. Dear brothers, Hazrat does not really require much of an introduction. Every time he's been to our country, alhamdulillah, he's been introduced. And we can see the gathering here, people have come from different parts to listen to his talk, because they have derived great benefit from his talks in the past. And this is why there is so much of zeal and eagerness to listen to his nasihat and advice. Because he is not just a sahib-e-qal, but he is also sahib-e-hal. And that is what makes the difference. One is a person who is a sahib-e-qal. He is a person who gives very flowery talks, very eloquent addresses, very moving speeches. But a person goes out of their talk with hardly any feeling, with no change, with no impact on the heart. But on the other hand, we have a person who is sahib-e-hal. Those are the Ahlullah. They may say a few simple sentences, just a few words, but it has a tremendous impact on the hearts of the listeners. And when the listeners leave that gathering, they feel a certain kayfiyat, a certain feeling that overtakes them. They feel an increase in the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They feel an increase in ta'alluq ma'allah. They feel a feeling of ihsan, of the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they feel some kind of khawf, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and istihzar of the akhirat, and the presence of the akhirat, consciousness of the akhirat, tayari for maut, preparation for the life of after death, etc. This is the impact that the speech of the Ahlullah, the sahib-e-hal, leave upon the heart of a person. Therefore, when we go away from such a talk, we find that there is a kind of enthusiasm and a zeal for amal. A person feels a desire to put into practice, because the person who is speaking himself is sahib-e-amal. Himself is making amal on what he is saying. When that type of a person addresses a gathering, then immediately the people that are listening to that talk also feel a motivation, and they feel a desire for amal. This is why it is said about one pious person, that one lady brought her son to him, and she said that, Hazrat, tell my son to stop eating sweets, because he's got this habit of eating sweets, and no matter how much I tell him, he doesn't listen. So the Hazrat said, take him away and bring him back tomorrow. So she brought him back the next day. When he came back the next day, the Hazrat told him, "Son, don't eat sweets, it's not good for your health." Bas, nasihat is over, he told him, "You go." She said, "Hazrat, if this is what you wanted to say to him, you could have said the same thing to him yesterday. What was the need to call me back here again today and then to say just this much to him?" So he said, "You have not understood. The difference is, up to yesterday I was also eating sweets. So if I had to say that to him at that time, it would have had no effect on his heart at all. And it would have just been empty words, and he would have went back with the same habit. But from yesterday onwards, I made a firm intention in my own heart that I will give up eating sweets so that my words can have an impact on his heart. And that is why I asked you to bring him back today. Now when I spoke, my words have had an impact on his heart, and you will see that he will put it into practice. Otherwise, if the person who is addressing, he is not Sahib-e-Amal himself, then what impact is his words going to have on the gathering or the audience that he is addressing? So therefore we are very fortunate that we have these Ahlullah. We have in our very midst, in our own city, personality like Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahab, Damat Barakatum, Allah Ta'ala grant him good health and a long life, and elevate his stages and increase and take greater work of deen from him. That we see that when Hazrat sits and he gives few words of nasihat, what an impact it has on the hearts of the audience. How many people's lives have changed as a result of that. Because they are themselves Sahib-e-Amal. They are Sahib-e-Hal. And so we find the case with Hazrat Maulana Zulfiqar Sahab, Damat Barakatuhum, that Hazrat is also one of those pious personalities that is Sahib-e-Hal, is Sahib-e-Amal. And wherever Hazrat goes, he gives few words of nasihat and advice, and it has a magical effect on the majma. People feel very, very touched and moved by those few words that he says. And we find, alhamdulillah, brothers, Toyota ND445675, Toyota ND445675. We find what happens that when these Ahlullah, they go, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's khas tawajjuh is with them wherever they go. And that majma and gathering where they are sitting in, rahmat descends on that gathering. All the people in that majma also become blessed. And they also gain some effects of that nur whilst they are in that gathering, in that majma. We find that with Hazrat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him so much of maqbooliyat and acceptance, that he is called, popularly known by the title of Mahbubul Ulama, the one who is the beloved of the ulama. Mahbubul Ulama. Now we can imagine, if the ulama have got muhabbat and love for someone, then what must be the rank and status of such a person? Then the awam, the public who follow the ulama, if their leaders love a certain person, then how much of love must the people have for such a personality? And we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted Hazrat that mahbubiyat, that maqbooliyat, that marja'iyat, that wherever he goes, there is an attraction towards him. And all of this is because of his sifat, his qualities, his akhlaq, his taqwa, his taharat. From his very young days, if we have to read up some of the halats of Hazrat in his own Mawa'iz, Malfuzat, and he says about his young days, what qurbani, what sacrifices, what mujahada, and what taqwa. Then we find that even in his student days, many, many hours, Hazrat says that whenever there was a spare moment, I used to spend all my free time in zikrullah, in muraqabah, sitting in the masjid, making zikrullah. And because of that taqwa and that piety, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him even success in his worldly studies. The Hazrat became an electronic engineer and he passed with flying colors. And this is a lesson for my young friends who are students in high school, in the colleges, in the universities, that if you want success in your studies also, then adopt taqwa and piety. And you'll find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doors of knowledge and understanding for you. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهُ. Those who have taqwa, Allah will teach them. Allah will grant them knowledge from His own side. So we find that in his student days already, Hazrat had this quality of taqwa in him, as a result of which he excelled in his studies. And this goes to show that those students who adopt the company of the Ahlullah, and they adopt the quality of taqwa and piety in their studies also, they will excel. And they will do very well. And then we find that after Hazrat qualified also, and many, many years he stayed in the sohbat of the awliya Allah, stayed in the company of Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Zawar Hussain Shah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, one of the great awliya of Pakistan. Then after that he stayed in the company of his Sheikh, Hazrat Ghulam Habib Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh of Chakwal. Hazrat stayed in the company of this great, great awliya Allah, spent many, many years in the sohbat and company. He is also an inspiration for the professionals, that we need to take an example from Hazrat's life, that being a qualified person, a professional, an engineer, this does not in any way become an obstacle to one being dindar and pious. Hazrat is not only dindar in his own self, but he has made thousands of people dindar around him. Many who are far away from the straight path link themselves up with Hazrat, spend some time in his sohbat, spend some time in his company, listen to his nasihat, his advices, and by the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their whole lives changed, and they came onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim, and their whole outlook has changed, and they became dindar. So this is the benefit of being in the company of the Ahlullah. These are the nasihat and advices that we hear always from Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib, repeatedly also, same nasihat and advice. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. O people of Iman, fear Allah, adopt taqwa, and the road and the route to adopting taqwa is كونوا مع الصادقين. Come into the company of the صادقين, come into the company of the pious. By joining the company of the pious, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants a person that taqwa and that piety. That same kayfiyat, that same feeling that is in the heart of the pious, the kayfiyat of ihsan, that is what will be transferred to those who sit around them. Our Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, always used to say that don't sit around me to listen to my words. The words are just a means of transferring the nur from the heart of the awliya Allah into the listeners' hearts. Hazrat uses a beautiful example, and he says that Hazrat Shah Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum says that these words of the awliya Allah is nurani capsules. These nurani capsules are given from the awliya Allah to the audiences. The audiences take these capsules in and they swallow these capsules and they find nur in their hearts. So inshallah ta'ala, Hazrat has arrived and we should all listen very attentively to his nasiha and advice. Allah give us hidayat and tawfiq.
Wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya ayyuhal insan, ما غرك بربك الكريم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Our noble Lord created this universe His personal name is Allah. All other names are names due to the attribute. This personal name Allah is so beautiful, so charming, so attractive that it has lot of depth in it. Normally, if someone has a name, then if you take away one alphabet from the name, the remainder becomes meaningless. You cannot even feel that it's a name or not a name. But the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so beautiful that if you take the parts, the alphabets of the name away one by one, even the remainder still points towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the remainder, it remains meaningful. For example, name is Allah. Now we take away the first alphabet, Alif. Then what remains behind is Lillah. And Lillah is also meaningful. And meaning does not change. It again points to our Lord, our Creator. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Okay. Let us take another alphabet away. Then the remainder is Lahu. Now Lahu is again meaningful. And it again points towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Same law. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. And if we take another alphabet away, then the remainder is who. And who is again meaningful. And the meanings are again pointing towards the same Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا إله إلا هو. What a beautiful name. Even make the pieces of the name, every single piece will again give the meaning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a beautiful name. Then, if you look at the alphabets, there is no dot. All those alphabets are without any dot. For example, if there is the alphabet Ba or Ta, these alphabets have got dots in it. But all the alphabets used in the word Allah, they are without any dot. Why? Because Allah does not like anyone who shares His creation. So that's why, even in the name, He does not want any alphabet which has any thing associated with that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected such a beautiful name for Him. This name has lot of barakah in it. If we see, then we make our namaz, then the first word of the azan, let us make azan. So the first word of the azan is Allah. We start from Allah. And the last word of the azan is La ilaha. Again the word Allah. Okay, if we pray, then with what word we start our prayer? Allahu Akbar. So the word Allah, we start our prayer. And at what word we end our prayer? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Again the word Allah. So the azan starts with the word Allah, ends with the word Allah. Our prayer starts with the word Allah and ends with the word Allah. Subhanallah. If you look at Quran, then It has been written by the scholars that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent in all the previous books, it has been summarized in Quran. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He sent in the Quran has been summarized in Surah Baqarah. And what has been sent in Surah Baqarah has been summarized in Surah Fatiha. And what has been summarized in Surah Fatiha, it has been summarized in Bismillah Tasmiyah. And whatever has been told in Bismillah has been summarized in its first alphabet, what is Ba. And the meaning of the word Ba in Arabic is to connect. Whom connect? To connect the relationship of the creation with the Creator. So that was the objective and purpose of all the holy books. To connect the human being with their own Lord, with their Parvardigar. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Now if you look at this, in this Bismillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He chose His word, His name, Allah. Personal name, Bismillah. Now it has been written by the Mufassireen that the word Ism in Arabic has got many meanings. For example, one meaning is name. So if we take this meaning, then the meanings become Bismillah with the name of Allah. But another meanings of Ism in Arabic are the Barakah. So if we take this meaning, then Bismillah means with the Barakah of Allah. Because the word Allah has got a lot of Barakah in it. Now the proof from Quran, Azim al-Shan. Tabarakasmu Rabbik. This is the verse of Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that the name of your Lord has got Barakah. Tabarakasmu Rabbik. The name of your Lord has Barakah in it. Subhanallah. So it means when we say Bismillah, we are saying with the Barakah of Allah, with the name of Allah. That's why it has been mentioned in Ahadith that if you start any good work with Bismillah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put Barakah in this work. And it has been mentioned by Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He swore in His name. And He said that if anyone will take My name in any work, then I will put My barakah and rahmah in that work surely. Do we say this word Bismillah quite often? No. Normally we say Bismillah maybe at the time of eating the food or drinking the water. We should try to take this word more and more, use it more frequently. For example, we want to go out of the house. We open the door with Bismillah. We open the door of the car, Bismillah. Sit down on the seat, Bismillah. Start our car, Bismillah. We can say so many times Bismillah. And in that work, there will be barakah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the difference in between us and the awliya. We common people, we say Bismillah, but very little. And the awliya, they use this word quite often in their work. On every step of their life.
They use the word Bismillah, Bismillah. And that's why they have lot of barakah in them. It has been mentioned in a hadith that the person in whose book of deed there will be frequently used name will be Bismillah, then the weight of his deeds will be much more on the day of judgment. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he made a boat. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him half of the verse. Bismillah majreha wa mursaha inna rabbi la ghafurur raheem. So just Bismillah, half of the verse. And Mufassirin, they have written that if the Ummah of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, they recited half of the Bismillah, and their boat, it sailed on the water and was saved from the flood, from the azab, from the punishment. Then if the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who has been given full Bismillah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, if they will recite it, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not save them from all the punishments? So we should try to use this frequently. Bismillah ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Now these three alphabets, Ba, Seen and Meem, you know, they are basically pointing towards the names of attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, Ba. Ba is from Bari'ul Musawwir. Ba is from Basir. Ba is from Basit. Ba is from Baqi. And Ba is from Ba'is. All of these names are the name of attributes for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Meem, it comes, Seen, it comes from Sami. It comes from Sayyid, from Salam, from Sattar. And Meem, it comes from Malik, it comes from Malik, it comes from Muqtadir. All of these names are the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we say Bismillah, we say we are starting our work with Allah, who has all the names of Ba, all the names from Seen, all the names from Meem. So we point towards so many attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts barakah in that work. And it has been mentioned in one of the hadith that there were three times in the life of devil when the devil cried a lot. Number one, when he was expelled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَخْرُجْ مِنْهَا فَإِنَّكَ رَجِيمٌ. He was phased out, he was shunted out from the jamaat of the malaika. Go away, get away. At that time, the devil cried a lot. And then second occasion, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he got birth in this world. At that time, the devil cried a lot because he said that Rahmatul Lil Alameen, the mercy for the whole universe, has taken his birth. And then the third one, when the verse Bismillah was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at that time the devil cried a lot. He said, now this ummah has got such a verse with them that if they will recite this verse, I will not be able to then interact in their work. I will not be able to interfere in their work because they would have recited the verse Bismillah. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And some of the Mufassireen, they came up with a very beautiful point. They said, if you look at the verse Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, then the total alphabet of this verse are 19. From Ba to Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Total alphabets of this verse, they are 19. And there are 19 malaika who are the in charge of Jahannam. Different parts of Jahannam. So the person who will use this verse frequently in his life, then every alphabet will be able to save him from the punishment of every sector of Jahannam. 19 alphabets and 19 angels in charge for the Jahannam, for the hell. Allahu Akbar Kabir. So we should try to recite more and more Bismillah in every good work. Then, this name has got so much barakah that it has been mentioned in one of the hadith, La taqumu sa'a hatta yuqalu fil ardi Allah Allah. That if there will be one person in the whole universe who will say Allah Allah, due to him Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will not destroy this universe, the day of judgment will not come. So this name Allah has got so much power. It is saving all the universe from the Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. And in one of the hadith it has been mentioned that the person who will take the name of Allah, he will be the last person to utter the word Allah in the whole universe. Then from that utterance of the word Allah, the day of judgment will come after 40 years from that time. So if we say the word Allah, it can delay the day of judgment for another 40 years. And the person who will take this word last in this universe, from that time, the day of judgment will be delayed another 40 years. So if the name of Allah can delay the day of judgment, such a big revolution in the whole universe for 40 years, then if we will take this word in our life, then all the punishments and those things will not be delayed in our life. So we have to take this word Allah more and more. And it has got its impact, the word Allah, it has got its impact. Now, for example, if I say the word sweets, like ice cream. So if I say the word sweets, so this word sweets has got an effect on us. Suddenly we have a feeling to eat something. For example, if we say the word achar in Urdu language, then this word has got an impact on us. Why? We feel the mouth is watering. So if these words, they have got an impact on the human beings, similarly the word Allah has got an impact on the heart of the human being. When we say the word Allah, it has an impact on the heart of the person. So one of our mashayikh, Khaja Abul Hasan Kharkani rahmatullah alayh, once he was just explaining that the name of Allah is so beautiful, it has lot of benefits, it keeps the man healthy, and it washes the darkness of the sins, and it gives the satisfaction of heart. So he was explaining the benefits of the word Allah. Then there was a philosopher in his company, He was sitting there. He was listening. He asked the question, Hazrat, this simple word Allah has got so many benefits that it changes the condition of the heart, washes the darkness of the heart, puts satisfaction in the heart, changes the feelings of the person. Then Shaykh Abul Hasan Sarkani rahmatullahi replied, Akhar tu chedani, O donkey, you do not know anything. So when this reputed person, he was called by the name donkey, so he felt ashamed. Because in front of so many people, Shaykh called him O donkey. He started sweating. Then Hazrat looked at him and said that why you are sweating? He said, you use such a word, it has changed my feeling. So Hazrat told him, okay, the word donkey has changed your feeling. The word Allah cannot change the feeling of the heart. The word Allah is so beautiful. It has such an effect on the heart. It changes the condition of the heart. That's why Hazrat Qutb Thani Rahmatullah Alayh, he wrote a beautiful point in his Tafsir Bayan al-Quran. He says that there is a verse in Quran, إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرْيَةً أَفْسَدُوهَا وَجَعَلُوا أَعِزَّةَ أَهْلِهَا أَذِلَّةً. This is connected with the story of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam and the princess Bilqis. That she said that when the king, they attack a village, a town, then they change everything and they humiliate the inhabitants there and expel them away from the town. These are the apparent meanings of the words in that story. So Hazrat Qutb Thani Rahmatullah, he said that if we take the heart of a person as a town and we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is Malikul Mulk, then the meanings will go like that. Innal Muluk Iza Dakhalu Qaryatan. When the name of Allah, it enters in the town of the heart, afsaduha, it creates a revolution in that, وَجَعَلُوا أَعِزَّةَ أَهْلِهَا أَزِلَّةَ. And dunya, which is very respected inhabitant in our heart, it humiliates it and expels it away from the heart of the human being. So the name of Allah is so attractive, so effective, that it takes away the love of dunya from the heart and puts the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. It is so much effective. Then, we have experienced in our houses that if a tap of water, it gets leaked and a drop of water, it falls down and the floor is of concrete, then because consistently this drop of water is falling down, after some time we will feel that there is a hole in the concrete floor. Now our mashayikh, they have told that if a soft drop of water falls on the rock-like floor and it makes a hole, makes its path in it, then if we take the word, utter the word Allah, 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 continuously and consistently, will it not be able to create its way in our hearts? They will make its path. So that's why those people who say Allah, Allah, Allah in their heart. So this word Allah, it makes its path in their hearts. It touches their hearts. It puts the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their heart. That's why it has been mentioned in one of the hadith that zikrullahi shifa'ul qulub, that the remembrance of Allah is the remedy of the diseases of the heart. So the more and more we utter the word Allah in our heart, then the remedies of the heart, they will be cured automatically. This word of Allah is so effective that once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was taking rest under the shade of a tree until a kafir, he approached him. His sword was just hanging with the tree, branch of the tree. Now this kafir, he went there slowly and he just took the sword in his hand and he wanted to attack Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the meantime, Rasulullah he got up. When he got up, this kafir, he asked, "May yasimuka minni?" Who is going to save you from me? Because he had sword in his hand. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had nothing in his hand at that time. So when he said, "May yasimuka minni?" Who is going to save you from me? Then in hadith, it has been mentioned, Rasulullah said simply, Allah. And this word Allah, he had such an impact on the heart of that kafir that he started shivering. And this sword fell down from his hand. Now Rasulullah, he took this sword in his hand and he said, "May yasimuka minni?" Who is going to save you? And he started making apology. "Please forgive me, I was mistaken. And then Rasulullah, he forgave him. Now there is one question. What word was used by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Allah. So this word is so effective that this word had such an impact on that kafir that he started shivering. Allahu Akbar Kabir. Same kind of story has been mentioned from one of the mashayikh. His name was Khaja Ahmad Darbandi Rahmatullah. This was a small city in Iraq near Baghdad. When the Tatar, they attacked Baghdad and they conquered it, then they went in each and every big and small city. When they entered in the city of Darband, they found that the Muslims there, they had vacated the city, whole city. So they were very happy. "Oh, we are so great. Muslims are so much impressed by our power that before our arrival, they vacated the city." But then the prince was told, "No, there is one person, elderly one, sitting in the mosque. He is still there." He said, "Okay, just catch him and bring it in front of me." So they just caught him and then they put the chain in his hands and feet and brought him in front of that prince. Now the prince asked him, "Why you not vacated the city?" He said, "I was in the house of Allah, in the masjid. I felt I should not go anywhere else." He said, "No. Who is going to save you from me? I can punish you." So when he said that, "I can punish you, who is going to save you from me?" Then Sayyid Ahmad Darbandi Rahmatullah Alayh, he said, "Allah." Just the word Allah. And this word Allah had such an impact that the chains were broken automatically. Now this prince, he was impressed in his heart. He said, "Okay, I give you the permission to live in this city." But then secretly, he used to come to see this sheikh in the darkness of night. And due to the company of this sheikh, this prince, he accepted Islam. And after 30 years, when he became the crown prince, he became the king of the area, then he said and he explained that I am a Muslim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the kingdom again in the hands of the Muslims. Sayyid Ahmad Darbandi rahmatullah alayh, he used the same word, Allah. We have this word, we know this word, but we do not know how to use this word. If this word comes from the bottom of the heart, core of the heart, then it gives impact. That's why Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, he said that Ismi Azam is the word Allah. Now in one of the hadith it has been mentioned that from many names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is one name which is the biggest name of Allah, Ismi Azam. And if any person who makes dua with that Ismi Azam, then surely his dua is accepted. Now Mufassireen, they have given a big, beautiful detail of that. Best detail in the Tafaseer is given by Qazi Sanaullah Panipati Rahmatullah Alayh in Tafsir Mazhari. He wrote almost a full page of Tafsir on that what is Ism-e-Azam. And then at the end he decided and concluded that the word Allah, according to Imam Azam, it is the Ism Azam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we will utter the word Allah, it means we are uttering Ism Azam. And this Ism Azam has got lot of power. So the word Allah is so beautiful. We should know the meanings of that. We should know the impact of that, the power of this word Allah. So we should be able to utilize it. Then, our mashayikh, what they do? They say the same word Allah and put their finger on the heart of the person, of their student. And then there is impact of this word on the heart of the student. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayh, he wrote in his book that the word Allah is so beautiful that any person who uttered the word Allah with love once in his life, the person who uttered the word Allah with love, the word Allah with love, once in his life, this word is so effective that due to this utterance of the word Allah, this person will be taken out from Jahannam any time after punishment and will be admitted into the paradise. Just because he uttered the word Allah with love once in his life. Allahu Akbar Kabira. This word is so effective that if any person, he will say Allah with love from his heart. Due to only this amal, a day will come that this person will be taken out from the hell and will be admitted into the paradise. This word is so beautiful, subhanallah. And that's why there is a verse in Quran, Ala bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub, that with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is the satisfaction of heart. So we utter the word Allah more and more, we get satisfaction in our heart. Our heart is filled with the love. And it is very common that if the person loves someone, he loves to utter the name of the beloved one. He enjoys uttering the name. For example, mother, she loves her son. Now she utters the name of the son again and again and utters with love. Why? Because she loves the son. Similarly, if we will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will enjoy uttering the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is Allah. It will give us enjoyment in our heart. This word Allah is so beautiful. There is a difference in between the love of Allah and the love of the creation. The love which is sincerely for Allah according to Sharia, and the love which is due to our bad desires with the creation, with ghair mahram. There is a big difference in between the two. Now let me tell you four differences in the love of the Creator, which is lawful, and in the unlawful love of the creation, which is against the Sharia. There are four differences. Number one, that those people who fell in love with the creation unlawfully, they want that the body of the beloved one should be with us, and the heart should be wherever he wants. They are not concerned with the heart. They need the body of the beloved one. Whereas, on the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires that, O my lover, I want your heart should be with me, and it does not matter wherever your body is. You are in the masjid, okay. You are sitting in your business, okay. If your heart is with me, fine. So this is the first difference. Then the second difference, that if we fear from the creation, we try to be away from him. For example, we are afraid from snake, we want to be away from the snake. We are afraid from lion, we want to be away from the lion. So the fear of the creation is such that if we are afraid from the creation, we want to be away from that. But the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so good that the more we will have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart, the more close we would like to be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ajeeb. And then, those people who love the creation unlawfully, if there are many lovers, then they are jealous to each other. But then a big difference in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there are many lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be more friendly to each other. That all of them, they love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's so beautiful. And then, the person who will love the creation unlawfully, a day will come when he will be departed from his beloved one. But the person who will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a day will come when he will get the encounter with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. So it means the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, that is the real objective of our life. And that love we can get by uttering the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more we utter the word Allah, 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 our heart is filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, if there is a small baby, then the baby cries and says, Ammi, Mom. No, only single word Mom just changes the feelings of the mom. No matter she is exhausted, she is sleeping, she is hungry, taking food, or she is busy in any work. Whenever she will listen the word Mom, she will leave everything and she will attend the baby. My baby is saying, Mom. So this word Mom is so effective. Similarly, this word Allah is so effective that if any human being, he says with love Allah, then the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attends that human being at the same time. My slave has uttered my name, Allah. He wants me. He requires me. He needs my blessings. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is attentive towards that person. So we should utter this word Allah with love. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will divert His blessings upon us at the same time. Now, some of the people, they say, why to utter the word Allah? Only word, Allah. Yes, it has been mentioned in Quran. The remembrance of Allah by the word Allah, it has been mentioned in Quran. Now let me give as a proof 3 verses from Quran Azimushan. Number 1, there is a verse of Quran, Vazgurisma Rabbik. What's the meaning? You should make the zikr of the name of your Rabb, of your Lord. Now if someone asks us, what is the name of your Lord, what we will answer? Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, Vazkur isma Rabbik. You should remember the name of your Lord. And the name of the Lord is Allah. So we should remember Allah. Then, another verse. Fi buyutin azinallahu an turfa. The verse, it is about the masajid, mosque. These are the houses which have been permitted to be made high. Fi buyutin adinallahu an turfa wa yuzkara fi hasmuhu, and His name is remembered in these houses. So what is the name of Allah? Allah. Wa yuzkara fiha ismuhu, and the ism of our Lord is Allah. Third verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell, وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. Now what is the ism of our Lord? So this is Quran telling us to utter the name of our Lord. That is Allah, Allah, Allah. And it is really a very a truth that if you love someone, you love to utter the name of your beloved one. That's why there is a verse of Urdu, Hum ratenge garche matlab kuch na ho, hum to aashik hain tumhare naam ke. Hum ratenge garche matlab kuch na ho, hum to aashik hain tumhare naam. If the child says, Mom, 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 and he attracts the attention of the mom, then the same person who will say Allah, 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 he is going to attract the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards himself. That's why there is a verse of in Persian, Allah, Allah, each shiri hast naam, shiro shakkar meshavad janam tamam. That this word Allah, Allah is so beautiful that when I utter this word, then my body becomes so, my body feels so enjoyment as if you add sugar in the water and the water becomes tasty. Allah. This word Allah is so beautiful. One lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was Sheikh Shibli Rahmatullah. Now anyone who used to utter word Allah in front of him, then Shibli Rahmatullah used to take a small piece of sweet from his pocket and used to give him to eat. This was his habit. Anyone, elder or a child, who used to utter the word Allah, he used to put his hand in the pocket and take out a small piece of sweet and give him, eat it please. So one person asked him, what do you do? Any person who utters the word Allah, then you gave him something sweet to eat. Then Shibli Rahmatullah Alayhi replied that, look, my brother, if someone utters the name of my beloved one, I feel that I should put sweet, I should fill his mouth with the sweets, because he is uttering the name of my beloved one. Allah, how much he used to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he wanted to fill the mouth of that person with the sweets who used to say the word Allah. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Oh Allah, such type of lovers have been in the world for you. And it's a truth that the human beings have loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much, that there is no other one who have been loved so much by the human beings. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have sacrificed their life, their wealth, their time, everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have loved so much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayh, he used to say that the person who will try to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, the person who will try to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, then on the day of judgment, Allah will not make him stand in the line of his enemies. Why? He had been trying to love me. How I can ask him to stand in the line of my enemies? Allah. So we should try to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more and more, so that on the day of judgment, he may order us to stand in the line of his lovers. So this word Allah has so many meanings and impact on the heart of a person. Then there are 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to his attributes. Now one name is Hannan and another name is Mannan. So why I am telling these two names? Because if you go for Hajj and Umrah, then on the curtain of Kaaba, you will find Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan. Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan. In a hadith, it has been quoted. In 99 names, Hannan and Mannan are not included. But these two names have been mentioned in the hadith. And that's why they have been written on the curtain of Kaaba. Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan. Now, why they are some special names? They have been printed on the curtain of Kaaba. Okay. What do you mean by Mannan? Mannan means a person who gives the beggar before the beggar begs from him. Example. Some people who are very generous. For example, you are driving your car and you stop at a red light place. Then there is a beggar standing on the side of the road and you look towards him. So now you come to know that he is coming towards me. And then you take out one rand from your pocket. Now this person has not asked from you up till now. He has not approached you. He has not knocked the glass of your car. No. He is still many meters away. But because you have felt, he is coming towards me. So just by feeling that he needs it, you have taken the rand from your pocket. So this characteristics is the characteristics of Mannan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows what's happening in our heart. So when we want to make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Mannan. The time we make intention in our heart, if the intention is pure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he decides that I have to fill the heart of this person with my blessings. He is Mannan. Allahu Akbar Kabira. another meaning of Mannan, that the person who gives more than your expectation, that is called Mannan. You expect something, but the person, he gives you more than your expectation. That is called Mannan. For example, Hatim Tahi, he was a very generous person in the history, and Rasulullah, he loved him, he liked him. So once a person came to Hatim Tahi and told him, I need 5 dinars. Then he ordered his treasurer to give him 500 dinars. So the treasurer paid him, but came back and asked him, he requested you 5, and you ordered to give him 500. Then Hatim replied, he asked according to his status, and I gave according to my status. This is Mannan. So similarly, we make dua according to our status. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives according to his greatness. Allah. Now, few examples from a hadith and Quran to explain this. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he made dua that, oh Allah, I have settled my family, my children near your house. Rabb inni askantu min zurriyati biwadin ghayri zi zar'in inda baytikal muharram. And this is a place where there is no greenery, because there was no water at that time. So Allah, warzuqhum min as-samarat, give them fruit to eat. So this was the dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So normally the word fruit is used for those things which we find on the trees. That is called fruit. وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ السَّمَرَاتِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted this dua. But then he told that, O my Khalil, O my Ibrahim, يُجْبَى إِلَيْهِ السَّمَرَاتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. I have accepted your dua. And he did not tell that the fruit of the tree will be provided here. He said, no. Yujba ilayhi samaratu kulli shay. The fruit of everything will be provided here. Now the mufassireen, they gave explanation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not mentioned the name of trees, that the fruit of the trees will be provided. He said, samaratu kulli shay, the fruit of everything. Then they came up with the explanation that the fruit of the tree is that what we eat, and the fruit of the farms is vegetable, and the fruit of the factory is the out product. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Yujba ilayhi samaratu kulli shay. O my Ibrahim, you are asking only fruit of the tree. I am so great accepting your dua, but I will provide the fruit of everything whichever will be manufactured in the whole world. I will provide it in Makkah Mukarramah. And today we feel it like that. Everything what is made in the factories, anywhere in the world, clothes, toys, things to use, any other thing, you will feel it that it is provided in Makkah Mukarramah. Yujba ilayhi samarat kulli shay. Allah Akbar. And other example from hadith. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he was once traveling from Makkah to Medina. In the way, he stopped at a place and he slept. When he got up for tahajjud, it was the 14th of month, 15th of month, full moon on the sky. When he looked at the moon, he just remembered the moon of Madina Munawwara, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he made a dua. What was that dua? Allahumma rzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik waj'al qabri fi baladi habibik. Oh Allah, give me the death of shahadat, I should become martyr. Waj'al qabri fi baladi habibik, and make my qabr in grave in the city of your prophet. And that this was the demand of Sayyidina Umar رضي الله عنه. Dua was accepted. Now look at this. Sayyidina Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه, he became martyr. But he could get this death at the top of the mountain. He could get this death in any valley, in any street of the Medina. But no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him this blessing, bounty, where? He was with wudu. He was at the musalla of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in Riyadul Jannah, in Masjid Nabawi, and in the state of namaz. Then he was attacked and he died due to that attack. He never expected that I will get my death in this situation. Allahu Akbar. More than expectation. And then he made dua. O Allah, waj'al qabri fi baladi habibik. Make my grave in the city of your prophet. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted dua. So if his grave was made in Jannat-e-Baqi, dua would have been accepted. But no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his dua, but where he gave him the place to be buried? Allahu Akbar, in the tomb, in the Raza, in Gumbad-e-Khazra, right on in the steps of Rasulullah sallam, he was buried. He never expected, I will be buried at that place. So Mannan is the one that he gives the sa'il, the person who is asking from him, more than the expectation of the beggar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Mannan. So whatever we ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us more than our expectations. He is Mannan. Second word, it is Hannan. What does Hannan mean? One who is very sympathetic to others. Very sympathetic to others. He is called Hannan. Now, to explain this word, you have felt that some of the people, they have the habit that when they feel that someone is angry from me, they can't bear it. They straight away talk to him, they explain to him the situation, they apologize him, they say him, please forgive me, until the person becomes happy. So they can't bear it that someone is angry from him. So this is the characteristics of Hannan. The one who cannot bear that anyone is angry from him. He tries to make him happy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Hannan. It means that any person who becomes away from the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He takes some steps to bring him back towards His door. He cannot take it. My humble servant, he should not be away from my door. He should be back on my door. And that's why the verse of Quran is, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. O man, what betrayed you away from your noble Lord? Look at this. Now the situation was that if someone was going away from the door of our Lord, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should have decided, shut the door for him forever and then give him a push from the back, he should go away forever. No, no, no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not do it like that. Anyone who was going away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He told him, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. Oh man, what betrayed you from the door of your noble Lord, who is so sympathetic to you. So, who is so kind to you? Who has taken you away from the door of your Lord? Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. It seems to understand, if a small child is angry from his mother, then the mother tells him, oh my boy, you should not be angry from your mom. Your mom loves you. Your mom is so kind to you. Your mom is so good. Why you are angry from your mom? In the same sense, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling His servant, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. Oh man, who betrayed you from the door of your noble Lord? Allah is so kind, and you are going away from the door of your Lord. Allah. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants that my humble servant who is going away should come back to my door. Should come back to my door. And it has been mentioned by the scholars that if a mom has lost the child, then with what love mom waits her child to come back, with more love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala waits the person who has gone away from his door that he should come back to my door. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And how much mom waits her child? If the child, for example, he was hijacked by the bad person. Now the members of the family, they will be waiting, but the mom is waiting the most. When the time of eating will come, everyone will take the lunch and the dinner. But the mom will say, no, I don't want to eat. Why she does not want to eat? She is hungry. She wants food. But she is not eating, just thinking, I don't know, my son has got something to eat or not. How I can eat myself? Mom is so kind on the child. That my son is away from me. How he can eat something? And then, when the night comes, every member of the family sleeps. And the mom lays down on the bed, but is not sleeping. Why she is not sleeping? She is waiting. Maybe, if my son comes at my door and knocks the door, so we should not delay opening the door for the son. So that's why she keeps awake. Now if this mom is waiting so much that she is not sleeping, maybe my son comes at my door and he knocks the door and there is no one to open the door, I should be there to open the door. So if the mom is so kind, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is even more kind to his some servants, to his slave. And he says that, oh my slave, come at my door and I am going to open my door for you. That's why an elderly person whose age was, for example, 80 years, and he spent his life being forgetful from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He never prayed and never came to the masjid. He believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he never came in the masjid. Such a forgetful person, until his wife died, he had no children, his brother, sister, all died, parents died, there was no one. And he was just living with one of his friends. And one day, the friend told him, because you cough a lot in the night, so my children, they get bothered, so please go away somewhere else, stay somewhere else. Now when he is pushed away from that house, this elderly person, he thinks, where I have to go? I have no one in this world. Then he thinks, okay, let me go to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this elderly person, he is stepping towards the house of Allah, towards the masjid. He is having short breath, so stops at some place, again takes some steps. Again stops at some place, takes some steps. And in this way he is coming towards the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not asking him,
that, oh my slave, how you spent your youth when you had wealth, you had beauty, you had energy, you were running away behind the ghair mahram, you did not have any time to come to my masjid. Now what you have? You are just a structure of bone, nothing in you. Why you are not coming? What use you have to come here? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not complain like that. Even in this elderly age, if this person is coming toward the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, if he is taking one step towards my house, my mercy is taking two steps towards him. وَإِنْ أَتَانِي يَمْشِي أَتَيْتَهُ هَرْوَلَا. If he is coming walking towards my door, my mercy is coming running towards him. Allah, you are so great. You are so kind. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Really we are mistaken if we are away from the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should try to make true tawbah from the previous sins of our life and should take a firm step to live a life of love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in future. Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayh, he wrote one story. He said that once I was passing through a street, then suddenly the door of a house was opened. I found a mom was very angry with the son. She was pushing the son, yelling at the son, and she was saying, you don't obey me, don't do any work, you are so stubborn, don't listen to your elders, go away from my house. She pushed the son, and the son just stepped out from the house, and the mom closed the door. He said, I just stopped, what's happening? Now this child of 8-9 years old, he was just crying. So after some time, he started walking towards one side of the street. He kept walking until he reached at the corner of the street. Then he stood there as if he was thinking something. And then slowly, he started coming back until he came at the doorstep. He sat down, and because he was tired and he was crying, he slept. Now after some time, the mom, she wanted to come out. She had some work to do. As soon as she opened the door, she saw the son sleeping at the doorstep. She was not normal. She was still in a very angry mood. She again started yelling, why don't you go away? Why you are here? I don't want to see your face. You don't listen to me. You don't obey me. You don't do any work. You are so stubborn. Go away. So when she again yelled at him, now this son, he again stood up and he started crying, but he said to his mom, Mom, when you pushed me away from your house, I thought in my mind, let me go away. So I went till the corner of the street, and there I thought, I will be servant to someone. He will give me the food, he will give me the dress, he will give me the place to stay. I will get everything. But then a thought came in my mind, I will get everything, but what my mom gives me love, no one is going to give this love to me. When I thought this, Mom, I again came back to your door. I am here, you are my mom, I can't go away. When the son told this, then the mom got melted. And she said, oh my son, if you feel what love I can give to you, no one in the world can give it to you. My doors are open. Come in my house and stay with me. He said, if with this love, if the servant comes at the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he says, Ilahi abdukal asiyataka. Oh my Lord, your forgetful person is at your door. Ilahi abdukal asiyataka. Muqirram bil zunub wakad daaka. Oh Allah, I accept my sins, but I make dua. Fa in taghfir fa anta lizaaka ahlun. Oh Allah, if you forgive this, it is according to your greatness. But if you push me away from your door, is there anyone to forgive me? There is no one. So if we make dua with this state of heart, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all the sins of our life and he will give us a new life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a new life of his love. We should love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that on the day of judgment, He should tell us, oh, you were my lover. So enter into the paradise without any hisab. Wa akhiru da'awana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Before dua, just for a few minutes, we should sit down in muraqabah, close our eyes, open the eyes of the heart, and feel as if the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are coming, entering in our heart, and our heart is saying, Allah, Allah, Allah. Wash all the filth away and change my dead heart. Wash all the filth away and change my dead heart. Make me alive again, give me a fresh start. Wash all the filth away and change my dead heart. Make me alive again, give me a fresh start. I spent my life running away from you, and now I have nowhere to turn except you. I turn to you and begging you to be saved, and change me into an obedient slave. Wash all the filth away and change my dead heart. Make me alive again, give me a fresh start. I have been doing all my life what I craved. I have been doing all my life what I craved. Shaitan and nafs have always had me enslaved. But now I know the path leading me to thee. I bow to you, am asking you to help me. Wash all the filth away and change my dead heart. Make me alive again, give me a fresh start. I wish your name to be engraved in my heart. I wish your name to be engraved in my heart. I will be grateful to you, change this dead heart. My heart is dark and so my eyes remain dry. My heart is dark and so my eyes remain dry. I'm at your door and begging you, let me in. I'm at your door and begging you, let me in. Don't push me back to my hopeless life of sin. So change my heart, please, and forgive my sins this day. Don't leave me drowning here alone and astray. Wash all my filth away and change my dead heart. Make me alive again, give me a fresh start. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dua kar lijiye. Subhan rabbiyal al wahhab. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اے مالک, ہم آپ کے آج مسکین بندے ہیں, ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, ہماری خطاؤں سے درگزر فرما, ہمارے عیبوں کی پردہ پوشی فرما. اللہ, ہماری نگاہوں کو پاک فرما, ہمارے دلوں کو صاف فرما, ہمارے سینوں کو اپنی محبت سے لبریز فرما, اپنے عشق کی آتش ہمارے سینوں میں پیدا فرما, ہمارے انگ انگ سے اپنے ذکر کو جاری فرما, ہڈی ہڈی بوٹی بوٹی میں اپنی محبت پیدا فرما.
نہ اس سے پہلے کہ ہمارے ظاہر کی آنکھیں بند ہو جائیں، من کی آنکھیں کھلنے کی توفیق عطا فرما، اس سے پہلے کہ لوگ ہمیں کلمہ پڑھائیں ہمیں اپنے اختیار سے کلمہ پڑھنے کی توفیق عطا فرما، اس سے پہلے کہ لوگ ہمیں غسل دیں ہمیں غسل توبہ کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما، اس سے پہلے کہ ہمیں کفن پہنایا جائے اللہ ہمیں تقوی کی پوشاک پہننے کی توفیق عطا فرما، اس سے پہلے کہ ہماری نماز پڑھی جائے اللہ ہمیں نماز کی حضوری نصیب فرما، اس سے پہلے کہ قیامت کے دن آپ کے سامنے پیشی ہو اللہ ہمیں اپنی بارگاہ میں قبولیت نصیب فرما، اللہ زندگی کے آخری حصے کو زندگی کا بہترین حصہ بنا اور قیامت کے دن کو زندگی کا سب سے زیادہ خوشیوں بھرا دن بنا، رب کریم ہمارے ساتھ درگزر کا معاملہ فرما، اللہ ہمارے علم میں برکت پیدا فرما، عمل میں برکت پیدا فرما، رزق میں برکت پیدا فرما، صحت میں برکت پیدا فرما، وقت میں برکت پیدا فرما، کاموں میں برکت پیدا فرما، قدم قدم اپنی برکتیں شامل حال فرما، اے اللہ زندگی میں کبھی بھی بے سہارا نہ فرما، کبھی بھی بے آسرا نہ فرما، کبھی بھی اپنے در سے دور نہ فرما، کبھی بھی نفس اور شیطان کے حوالے نہ فرما، میرے مولا کبھی بھی ہمیں اپنی رحمت سے دور نہ فرما، اے اللہ ہمیشہ اپنی رحمتوں کی ٹھنڈی چھاؤں نصیب فرما، اللہ بچہ پریشان ہوتا ہے ماں باپ کی طرف دوڑتا ہے، بندہ پریشان ہوتا ہے پروردگار کی طرف لوٹتا ہے، اے بے قصوں کے دستگیر، اے ٹوٹے دلوں کو تسلی دینے والے، اے خالی جھولیوں کو بھر دینے والے، اے خطا کاروں کے خطاؤں پر رحمت کی چادر ڈال دینے والے، اللہ ہماری خطاؤں پر بھی رحمت کی چادر عطا فرما، اے اللہ آج اس مجلس میں کتنے نوجوان ہیں اپنے گناہوں سے سچی توبہ کرنا چاہتے ہیں، میرے مولا آج تو گرم خون بھی معافیاں مانگ رہا ہے، اگر آپ نے معاف نہ کیا شیطان بہکائے گا، نفس بھٹکائے گا، جوانیاں ضائع ہو جائیں گی، اللہ مہربانی فرما دیجئے، رحمت سے ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما لیجئے، توبہ قبول فرما لیجئے، اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو دھو دیجئے، اپنی محبت سے ان دلوں کو بھر دیجئے، اے پیارے اللہ اپنی محبت سے دلوں کو بھر دیجئے، اللہ اگر ہمیں آپ سے محبت کرنی نہیں آتی آپ کو تو محبت کرنی آتی ہے، اللہ پیشانی کے بالوں سے پکڑ کر ہمیں اپنی طرف کھینچ لیجئے، میرے مولا ہمارے ہاتھ گناہ کے لیے اٹھنا چاہے اٹھے ہاتھوں کو واپس کر دیجئے، قدم گناہ کے لیے بڑھنا چاہیں بڑھتے قدموں کو واپس لوٹا دیجئے، اللہ ہمیں بھی اپنی محبت کی مستی عطا فرما دیجئے، نماز کی حضوری عطا فرما، قرآن پاک پڑھنے کا لطف عطا فرما، اے اللہ رات کے آخری پہر کے مناجات کی لذت عطا فرما، رب کریم رحمتوں کا معاملہ فرما، اللہ عمر گزرتی جا رہی ہے ہم کب تک بے ضرور سجدے کرتے رہیں گے، بے حضور نمازیں پڑھتے پھریں گے، اللہ مہربانی فرما دیجئے، ایمان حقیقی کی حلاوت عطا کر دیجئے، رحمتوں کا معاملہ فرمائیے، ہماری ان دعاؤں کو اپنی رحمت سے قبول فرما لیجئے، اللہ یوسف علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے بھائیوں کو معاف کر دیا تھا، آپ یوسف علیہ السلام سے زیادہ کریم ہیں، آپ اپنے بندوں کو معاف فرما دیجئے، اے اللہ فرما دیجئے لا تصریب علیکم الیوم، میرے مولا رحمت کا معاملہ فرمائیے، کرم کا معاملہ فرما دیجئے، اے اللہ آپ نے قرآن مجید میں خود ارشاد فرمایا وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ، اور سوالی کو انکار نہ کرو جھڑکی نہ دو، ہم کمزوروں کو جب یہ حکم ہے ہم سوالی کو انکار نہ کریں، اے رب کریم ہم بھی تو آپ کے در کے سوالی ہیں، اے اللہ آپ بھی انکار نہ فرمائیے، اے اللہ ہمارے رزق میں برکتیں عطا کیجئے، عزت میں برکتیں عطا کیجئے، اے اللہ صحت میں برکتیں عطا فرمائیے، آنے والے وقت کو گزرے وقت سے بہتر فرما دیجئے، آنے والی زندگی کو گزری زندگی کا کفارہ بنا دیجئے، اے اللہ ہمارے تینوں حرم کی حفاظت فرما، اے اللہ مدارس عربیہ کی حفاظت فرما، دعوت و تبلیغ کے کام کی حفاظت فرما، جہاں اللہ اللہ ہوتی ہے ان خانقاہوں کی حفاظت فرما، اقامت دین کی کوششوں کی حفاظت فرما، اے اللہ پوری دنیا میں جہاں بھی مسلمان پریشان ہیں اللہ سب کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما، اے اللہ اگر دور بیٹھے لوگ مرد ہیں یا عورتیں بات سن رہے ہیں ان کو بھی ان دعاؤں میں حصہ نصیب فرما، اے اللہ جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما، جو مانگنا چاہیے تو نہیں مانگ سکے اللہ ہمیں وہ بھی عطا فرما، اے رب کریم رحمتوں کا معاملہ فرما دیجئے، ہماری ان دعاؤں کو اپنی رحمت سے قبول فرما لیجئے، اللہ ماں جب اپنے بیٹے کو نجاست میں لچڑا دیکھتی ہے وہ بچے سے نفرت نہیں کرتی، اسے پھینک نہیں دیتی، سمجھتی ہے یہ تو نادان ہے بیٹا تو میرا ہی ہے، اللہ وہ بچے کو دھو لیتی ہے، سینے سے لگا لیتی ہے، اے کریم آقا ہم بھی تو گناہوں کی نجاست میں لتڑے ہوئے ہیں مگر بندے تو آپ ہی کے ہیں، اے کریم ہمارے اوپر رحمت کی ایک نظر ڈال دیجئے اور ہمیں اس بیلا اس گندگی سے بچا لیجئے اور اپنی رحمت کی چادر میں جگہ عطا فرما دیجئے۔ رب کریم آئندہ نیکوکاری کی زندگی نصیب فرما، اے اللہ ہماری ان دعاؤں کو اپنی رحمت سے قبول فرما۔ جن دوست احباب نے دعاؤں کے لیے کہا، خط لکھے، فون کیے، اللہ ان سب کو ان نیک دعاؤں میں حصہ نصیب فرما۔ جن کے ہمارے اوپر حقوق آتے ہیں ان کو بھی ان دعاؤں میں حصہ نصیب فرما، اور اس کے بدلے قیامت کے دن ان کے حقوق سے ہمیں سبق دوش فرما۔ ہمارے والدین، عزیز اقارب، مشائخ، دوست احباب جو فوت ہو چکے ان کی مغفرت فرما، جن کی آپ نے مغفرت کر دی، قرب کے اعلیٰ درجات عطا فرما۔ اے رب کریم رحمتوں کا معاملہ فرما دیجئے، ہماری ان دعاؤں کو اپنی رحمت سے قبول فرما لیجئے۔ اے کریم آقا اٹھے ہاتھوں کی لاج رکھ لیجئے، اے حنان مہربانی فرما دیجئے۔ اے اللہ ہم آپ کے در سے دور جانا بھی چاہیں ہمیں ہرگز نہ جانے دیجئے، اور ہمیں اپنے پیارے بندوں میں شامل فرما لیجئے۔ اے منان ہماری اوقات سے بڑھ کر ہمیں عطا فرما دیجئے۔ اے اللہ ہمیں اپنی محبت عطا فرما، اپنے پیارے حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سچی محبت نصیب فرما۔ اے اللہ اپنے پیارے صحابہ اولیاء کی سچی محبت نصیب فرما، دنیا آخرت میں ان کے قدموں میں جگہ نصیب فرما۔ اے اللہ اس مسجد کے جتنے بھی نمازی ہیں سب پر خصوصی رحمت نازل فرما۔ اے اللہ ہماری ان دعاؤں کو اپنی رحمت سے قبول فرما۔ ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم، تب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم۔ صلی اللہ تعالی علی حبیبہ سیدنا محمد و آلہ و اصحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین۔